com.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Tuesday happy hour. I like to sure think of this as, well, you know what I was thinking? It's 420 Eve. I like to be proactive.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be fun. Enjoy 420 tomorrow, baby.
Well, tomorrow at 420, you can join me at Knuckleheads on State Street. I'm going to do a live hit on State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. One of our fine sponsors, 420, sort of a circle the calendar kind of day around here. So if you need your party supplies, go to Knuckleheads, State Street. Come see Crudy. Tell him the devil sent you. Crudy sent you. The Devil's Advocate sent you. Somebody sent you. You're there because Crudy said maybe. It's 420.
He's and you up need on the 420 there. Meds, man.
Also on the big show tomorrow, I got U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, my congressman.
Oh, nice.
Not joining me at the 420 festivities.
No. Okay, but, all right.
I'll be 420 in at 420 tomorrow. State Street, Knuckleheads, 520 State Street on 420 at 420.
I'm so confused tomorrow. Right now.
That's tomorrow,
420.
The other part that is a little confusing, by the way, breaking news. We talked about the mask mandate. The Justice Department said it will appeal the Trump court ruling striking down the mask mandate. I think it's prudent for them to do so, even though we may be between waves of the current pandemic. You need that power. You need that arrow in the quiver if we get another Delta variant coming.
Well, and regardless, I mean, if you get a stupid, crappy ruling, you should always appeal stupid, crappy rulings. You don't want that stand as precedent. You know what I'm saying? And if a three-judge panel comes back and says, yes, this was the right thing, well, then at least it has a little more weight to it than, you know, some 33-year-old Trump
A three-judge panel is not going to get a 1942 dictionary out and choose between two definitions of sanitation. I really can't see that's the determinant factor. I mean, it seems like sketchy legal practice. Just saying. And it's not the defining of a word. You know, words matter. We talk about that. But if you could literally use the mask as one of the definitions and you say, no, I prefer the other one, and therefore I got to undo the mask mandate, I'm going to choose the narrower, just to clean it up version of sanitation, not the wear a mask version.
The partisan judges will come out with their decision and justify it however they want. I mean, it's almost irrelevant. And was there really any clue? What do you think is going to happen when the U.S. Supreme Court tries to go after Roe v. Wade? What is precedent going to matter at that point?
I think it's called stare decisis. It's not going to matter. Precedent, it doesn't matter now because they continuously overturn prior precedent of the court. This court is terrible. Roberts has lost this court. I mean, it'd be one thing to do restrained rulings that might still have, you know, kind of have a partisan bent, but they reach the conclusions in a restrained way. They just don't throw out the prior precedent of the court. Oh, no, not this 6-3 court.
Hey, I heard Ginny's husband is back on the court. So, you know, that should be good.
Clarence?
Out of the hospital and cleared, ready to work.
Oh, I heard he's been tanning.
Tanning the testicles, huh?
Did you see that? Did you see?
No, I did not. I purposely avoid all things Tucker.
Tucker Carlson did a show about masculinity.
Right off the bat, Tucker Carlson doing a show about masculinity is like me holding a camp on how to dunk a basketball. Give me a break, dude.
No, more appropriate than you might think, because Tucker's claim is there's a massive drop in American male testosterone levels. And apparently it's because, you know, the bra mentality is being stymied. And the only thing that's going to return America to its once masculine greatness is tanning of the testicles.
Are you telling me that the bro sesh, the bro, that attitude, the male dominant, the attitude, that's is what drives the testosterone? I would actually counter that, thinking, no, that's why they act like that. Because they're trying to overcompensate for the lack of actual testosterone.
That's just saying. A lot of nuts.
It's a lot of nuts.
I've heard it speculated, and I don't want to go deeply there, but the pre-World War II Germans put a lot of weight on male masculinity. And, you know, I'm not going to bring up the H word because, you know, they say whenever you bring up the H word, you've already lost the argument. I'm just going to say these Republican masculinity seeking males resemble the pre-World War II Germans.
Well, I am unclear as to the science. I mean, if the science is saying there's been, you know, there's massive tests and comparisons
Dom,
between for 100 years. Let me finish my thought.
The remedy is tanning your testicles.
Tanning testicles is separate from talking about testosterone levels. And I would suggest that if there is such a thing, if we're seeing a worldwide reduction in testosterone levels, you know, what is our diet? What is our environment? What do those things have to do with it versus just, you know, being some jackass at the gym, dropping your weights and doing bro sessions? I mean, guys like that don't even do leg day.
Don't skip leg day.
Never skip leg day.
I haven't done leg day in years.
I did legs today.
Who needs to do legs, man? Just arm curls and bench
presses. Hey, with that flat ass critter, you need to do some deep squats, maybe some lunges. I'm just saying, man. I'm
got here sexy for you, bro. Legs. Back off.
Yeah, from the front.
It just seems small. My ass just seems small in comparison because I've let the midriff go a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of got a little dad bod thing going on. You know,
it's an optical illusion.
I don't know if I told you, but Matt Rothschild was here earlier in the big show, Co Devlin with me. Matt said, you've lost weight. I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, I've seen you fatter.
Thanks, Matt.
That's like how men, you know, compliment each other. I've seen you fatter. 844-967-2789. A guy without an ounce to spare on his ass. Pizza Box Mike, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
I got an ounce to spare. I just came back from Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 420, you bet, like every day because this country sucks. But I'm surprised. You mean Dom isn't out there on the beach tanning his knuckle like everybody else?
I was on the beach recently, Mike, and I actually wore a bathing suit. So, no, it wasn't me, man.
Oh, there it is. He's got his knuckle out. Yeah, what do you know?
But yeah, I mean, these are the same kind of guys that try to fire, like, bottle rockets out of their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this country really does suck. I mean, Biden running again, Pelosi, Schumer, everybody. I'm just so tired of these people. Like, I'm 60, man. They've been doing it their whole lives, and they're older than me.
Right, dude. You're like young compared to them. Pizza Box, who would you like to see run? I mean, I know, but listen, I mean, I'm a Bernie guy, but Bernie's getting up there too. If we take the old guard out, who would you like to see? You know, someone, I don't know, in their 60s maybe?
No, I'm for too far left. Somebody in their 30s or 40s. I mean, I hope Kinzinger runs against Trump because, you know, at least if he won, you know, we'd probably be better off. But I just took that train all the way down to Denver and back, and I'm going to tell you, riding the Amtrak, it's like riding the large intestine of America. And it's ugly.
So not a fan of the train, or what was the problem exactly? Was it
no,
the ride,
the
or was it the
was
view?
Cool, but if you like, you know, it's kind of like going down the alleys of all the bars in La Crosse after a Friday or Saturday night. It's just a mess, man. I mean, it is really ugly.
It's like going for a jog out in Vegas at like 6 in the morning, man. The sidewalks are cluttered with all the cards.
Well, the train goes like through the back alleys, everything. So it's really kind of not the best view of the country.
Oh, gotcha.
Drive next time. Yeah, I think I might drive.
Driving's not a bad thing, Pete's Box. Appreciate your call. Glad you enjoyed Colorado. Dom, I've been doing a little research.
Yeah, is it your own research, Curdy?
I am researching here on the interwebs, starting with the Google. The question, is male testosterone declining? That's the question I asked of the Google machine. Studies show that men's testosterone levels have been declining for decades. The most prominent, a 2007 study, that seems quite old, in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism revealed a substantial drop in U.S. men's testosterone levels since the 1980s. We're the last generation where they did it right, Tom. We're the last men's men.
A man's man.
Now, is that problematic? I don't you know.
Well, but I'm not clear what Tucker's point is. Is it that the politics are making people's produce less testosterone? I don't buy that for a minute. I mean, what? No, it is not what you read. It is not what you believe in that makes you more or less higher or lower levels of testosterone. I don't buy that.
Well, here's a related article from Health Magazine. Just going to read briefly. Remember Frank Sinatra, swagger, John Wayne's quiet confidence, and Burt Reynolds' impressive mustache. They were icons of masculinity for a lot of people, and many folks today point to those icons when bemoaning a perceived loss of masculinity in our society. Well, that, and they point towards the tan testicles. While Frank Sinatra had a violent temper, John Wayne was a racist, and Burt Reynolds was a womanizer, and they all drank way too much. Not compared to Wisconsinites, but I read on. Our values have changed more than the storied qualities of manliness. Despite this, there is something to the argument that men used to be more manly back in the day. I know you were dumb.
What does that mean? If you're more racist, okay, if you're rude, if you're an ass, that makes you manly?
A study, a large sample of American men, found that the average testosterone level has been dropping by as much as 1% per year. If you live to be 100, you're going to be at 0%, apparently. Testosterone levels lower naturally with age, but the study found that a 65-year-old man in 1987 had about 17% more testosterone than a 65-year-old man in 2014. And it wasn't just limited to Americans either. A Danish study found similar results. So what do you think's causing it, Dom? How bad is this?
Environmental degradation, consumption of plastics and microplastics. I mean, those kinds of things, I think, are more in tune to some reason as to why, you know, testosterone levels may have been decreasing. But, you know, you can measure testosterone levels. You can, these are things that you can do a study on. But, you know, what is masculine? What is manly? Those are subjective terms. And if you think, you know, someone like Wayne, who was going to, beat up somebody at the Oscars, is your definition, well, I'm not clear that I would agree with you. If you look at the dictionary, having qualities or appearance traditionally, quote unquote, will say associated with men. Well, if men all of a sudden start wearing dresses, right? We start wearing dresses like women do. Well, then after a while, that will be associated with men, if you believe the definition. So the concept of masculine and manly are subjective. Levels of testosterone,
well, I would say that
are
muscle,
very specific and scientific.
Yeah, but there are some qualifiers there, Dom. I would say that men, you know, masculinity usually equals muscle mass, right?
No! What? I mean, John Wayne? I mean, you see how... I mean, these old guys, they pulled their shorts up to their chest. Right? I mean, come on, man. These were not muscular. These were not The Rock or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those were muscular men. These old movie guys, like Burt Reynolds. I don't know if Burt Reynolds ever lifted a weight in his life.
Let me read briefly. He did appear in Playgirl. Testosterone promotes attention.
Yeah, Playgirl. I mean, obviously, girl. That's feminine, right?
Testosterone promotes attention, memory, you got a problem with that,
huh?
Spatial reasoning, and energy. Essentially, it makes you sharper. And of course, it increases libido and muscle mass. So that's why I said muscle mass. When testosterone counts get too low, men can begin to feel fatigued, lose sexual interest, gain weight, and lose muscle mass. In addition, there is a link between low testosterone levels and depression and having pale white untan testicles.
Come on. I can't believe we're allowing Tucker Carlson to set the topic of conversation. Tucker, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I saw some previews online, and I don't know if they were real or not, but it looked like a big gay parade from the promos of what I saw for Tucker Carlson.
Very homoerotic. Yeah. Tucker broadening his prospects.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but let's just be real.
Come back, more Devils.
All right, you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts!
You know what, in my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them. You know what, in my...
What's that?
I don't know, son, but it's got great, big
nuts! Hot, salty nuts!
You're gonna love my nuts.
That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't do that here.